Justin Fluke with you, joined now by Coach Joe Gruber. We're talking Sabetha girls basketball. Two games for the Lady Jays to start the season. Both end up in a loss, but both pretty competitive, close games, both fairly lower scoring. Against Marysville, 33-24 last Friday, and then against ACCHS, 37-29 last night. Again, a couple single-digit games, Coach. A couple games in which you certainly saw some bright spots and some stretches and signs very positive, but some things to work on as well. So just kind of break down, I guess, the first couple games for us and what stood out to you the most watching your team.
Yeah, like you said, there's been some bright spots that show some signs of improvement from last year, but there's also some signs of just some early season growing pains, and that's to be expected. But one thing that I love about this team is just their attitude and their effort all throughout, and just how consistent they are about just going about their business. Game one against Marysville, came out and played a really good team, and just couldn't buy a bucket down in some crucial stretches, and it didn't go in our favor. Had to play the foul game a little bit, so it just didn't go our way. Then last night, come out, and the first half just feels like one of those halves where it feels like there's a cap on the rim, and you can't get anything to fall, and then feels like their goal is about two times as wide, and feels like they're getting shots. But yeah, credit to Coach Eckert, does a great job with his girls. And in the second half, we go on a 19-0 run, make shots, get ourselves back into the ball game when most teams would quit. So I'm really proud of them about their effort, and then just continuing to stay committed to the process.
I know this was kind of a topic of conversation throughout a lot of last year, but it's like, I felt like your defense was playing well. I mean, again, in these first two games, you hold opponents to the mid-30s. You have to feel like you're giving yourself a chance to win. But is it that offensive end where you still feel like the team has the most growth needed and just continuing to build the confidence and getting more steady offensive contributions?
Yeah, and absolutely. That's what I tell the girls. I mean, that offensively, you get better as the season goes. Same with defensive. Defensively, but if we keep that defensive intensity throughout the year, we're going to be just fine, especially when we get things going a little bit offensively. And it kind of just stems through just the girls gaining confidence as the season progresses and how they score and being a threat to score. But those are all things that we're learning. Got a lot of girls that are getting some varsity minutes for the first time. So learning how to get shots off in a varsity game is a lot different than JV and freshman games. You got to be ready to score before you get the basketball. Those are things that we'll get better at and learn as the season goes on.
Did you have a player or two that kind of stepped up or maybe surprised a little bit with what they were able to bring to the table in these first two games?
Yeah. Both games I've played about 9 or 10 girls, so just getting some girls in some spots, seeing what they've got, and they've responded all really well. If I had to highlight a few, I think Carson Meyer is doing a great job for us about leading the team, making sure we're in the right defense and the right offense. Kira, Kime, and Pax and Michael have been great shooters for us. Just consistency on getting shots up and making some shots that helps the offense a little bit. Krista Middle does a great job of getting to the basket. And then our bigs just play consistent. Chloe Detweiler, Audrey Herman, have stepped up big, not necessarily going to shock you with the number of points in the stat sheet, but the rebounds and just the playing tough and physical have been great. And then our bench has done some great things too. We got some young girls and some girls that haven't had varsity experience show that they belong, and that their roles are just going to continue to grow as the season goes on.
You bet. Sounds great. Definitely some things to build on as you have one more non-league game against Rock Creek and then finally get into the Big East against Hiawatha and Royal Valley here in December. Coach, best of luck in your upcoming games. Thanks for your time. We'll chat again next week.
All righty, thank you.
Joseph Gruber, head coach of the Sabetha Girls. We'll talk Blue Jay Boys basketball right after this timeout.